This week's showim have been sponsored by Toraway, Lechvod HaNisuyim Shel Bensi Lebrecht and Malka von Prague, in appreciation of the sterling Kol Haloshen service provided by Mr. Yitzchok von Prague Nayoi.
Kesvot Teves, Tuesday the 10th of January, Aragonio Lehrfeld, Zechivas Yitzias Mitzrayim.
You know that we are presently starting the Kriyas HaTorah on Shmos, which the Ramban says is the Sefer Geula, Sefer of our redemption. Part of Parshas of the Geula, of the redemption, is that because of this redemption we are obligated to Mikayim HaMitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. We are mechuyev to mention our leaving Mitzrayim. This mitzvah we have twice a day. We have during the morning when we say Parshas Kriyashma, we add the third Parsha of Vayomer, and we have it at night as well. But on this we have a Machlekes Rishonim. The Mishnah at the end of Bracha says Maskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim Belelis. One is mechuyev to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim during the evening. Omer Blozer ben Azariah, Harei Ani Kiven Shivim Shana. Everyone knows this famous mimer. We say it by the Agoda. V'lo zachisi sheteyoma Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelis. I wasn't zeichet to prove that Yetzias Mitzrayim is also mentioned at night. Archidorsha ben Zayma Shanemra Laman Tiskos Yom Tseischo Me'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayecha. One has to remember Tseischo, the mentioning of Mitzrayim, Kol Yemei Chayecha, all his life. Yemei Chayecha Hayomim, Kol Yemei Chayecha Aleves. Yemei Chayecha includes during the days, and Kol Yemei Chayecha refers to the evening. V'chachomim omim Yemei Chayecha Ho'ilim Hazeh, Kol Havi Limos HaMoshiach. So one is mechuyev to mention it during the day, and Kol is to include Limos HaMoshiach. This is the famous Mishnah. Everyone is familiar with it from the Agoda. But there's a lot of halachas over here. What's interesting is the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, that he's made all the mitzvahs, the Tayag mitzvahs that a Jew is obligated, he does not mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. He does not mention this mitzvah at all. He mentions the fact that one is obligated Pesach by night to say the Agoda. It's a mitzvah saseh that one is mechuyev to say the Agoda Pesach by night. But to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim all the time, the Rambam doesn't mention it. What the Rambam does mention, interesting enough, when the Rambam speaks about Kriya Shema, that one is mechuyev to say Kriya Shema twice a day, b'shochbecha uvkumecha. The Rambam describes what is involved in saying Kriya Shema twice a day. The Rambam lists the first parsha of Kriya Shema, the second parsha of Ohayayim Shemoa, and the third parsha of Ayayimah. And the Rambam says this is included in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. So, even though on one hand the Rambam does not mention the mitzvah per se of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, on the other hand the Rambam does seem to allude to the mitzvah, because the Rambam says that last parsha of Kriya Shema is Min HaTorah. This is halacha lemaisa as well. You know, we have different machlekes in the Gemara. From some Gemaras, it's mashma, the first posik one is yaitze. Other, it's the first parsha of Kriya Shema. From the Rambam, it's from the Iker Adin, the complete mitzvah is saying all three parshas. That is the complete mitzvah. So, that the Rambam does mention. And the Rambam mentions the fact, Parshas Tzitzis, which we do say, and also the fact of Ani Hashem Elokecha Masher Otzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. So the Rambam does mention that halacha. But the Rambam does not quote the mitzvah per se of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Reb Chaim Brisk gave a novel answer why the Rambam is mashmir that halacha on one hand, and why the Rambam includes it in Kriyat Shema on the other hand. A lot of ramifications will come out of that. He says as follows. We just read the Mishnah. Maskir and Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelis. What is the special fact of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim at nighttime? Because the Pasuk says, the Mantisker is Yom Tseischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yemecha Yecha. It's Yom. It says the day. It doesn't say night. However, comes along Ben Zoma and Rav Lozer Ben Azai and say from the Lashon Kol, it's a reboy, Kol Yemecha Yecha, it's coming to include night as well. This is what Ben Zoma and the Chacham and Rav Lozer Ben Azai. The Chachamim disagree and say the mitzvah is only by day, and Kol is Lahavi Limos HaMashiach. That means Mirtz Hashem, we're all waiting for Mashiach Tzidkenu. When Mashiach Tzidkenu will come, this will also be mentioned. Kol Yemecha Yecha Lo Limos HaMashiach. So Chaim said, you know, we have a halacha, the Rambam in his Minyan HaMitzvah says that any mitzvah which is not an everlasting mitzvah, that means, which the mitzvah is only l'shaito, the mitzvah is only for now, it does not necessarily include lo'asid lavo for the future, even though it's a mitzvah, but it's not included in the minyan tayak. The minyan tayak, the 613 mitzvahs that we have, are mitzvahs which will always be now, Mashiach Tzidkenu come, when Tchias HaMeisim will come, these mitzvahs are always with us. Mitzvahs which are only here for a specific period of time, those mitzvahs are not included in Tayyam. That's the Rambam Gisaklam. L'mashu binyan ha-mishkin, the fact that we built a mishkin, the mishkin was for the midbor, the mishkin was not when we came to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael we had a special chiyuv of building a beis ha-bchira, but we had, that's a special mitzvah. In the midbor we had a mitzvah called the mishkin. We had also induction of the kohanim. That induction of the Kohanim was a mitzvah l'shaito, was not a mitzvah l'asilava. Once we have a Kohen, we have a permanent Kohen. This is the halachas that we have. So we have mitzvahs which are mitzvahs which were in stava l'shaito, but were not mitzvahs which were in stava l'asilava. And we have mitzvahs which are what? Which are in stava for always. So Rav Chaim says a tremendous chiddush. It's a tremendous chiddush. We understand mitzvahs that have come in the midbar, mitzvahs which only have a specific period of time, and afterwards the mitzvah doesn't pertain anymore. But a mitzvah that's always with us, it's just the Mos HaMashiach that won't be with us, so I would say that's also a mitzvah that should be included in Minyan Tayyam. So Chaim says no. The Rambam Shita is that even this mitzvah, called Yitzias Mitzrayim, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, even though it's a mitzvah until Bias Goyel Tzedek, but being that that mitzvah does not continue after Bias Goyel Tzedek, it only is with us presently, we're waiting for Mashiach to come, when we will hear his arrival, we will say, Baruch Hashem, we've been waiting you, but one mitzvah will fall off. And that will be the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Chaim says, being that's the case, and the Rambam paskins like Ben Zoma and Rav Lozer Ben Azariah, that the mitzvah of Kol Yemei Chayecha means it's a mitzvah by day and it's a mitzvah by night, but we do not have Kol Yemei Chayecha L'Havli Mos HaMashiach. So that mitzvah is not included in Minyan Tayyat. A mitzvah it is. No one says it's not a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah called L'Shaitel. It's a mitzvah called just l'shaito. Now, it's not a mitzvah for always. Tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush. We always understand a mitzvah l'shaito means a mitzvah for a specific period of time. The 40 years in the midbar, etc., etc. But not a mitzvah which is with us all the time. It's just when Mashiach Tzidkenu will come, somehow the mitzvah will be changed. We don't include it. But Rambam, according to Rav Chaim, that is the answer to the Shitas HaRambam, why the Rambam does not include it in the Mitzvah Tayyak. However, Morgan, over the Rambam mentions the Mitzvah as part of the fulfillment of Kriyashma. So, you know, on one hand, he takes it away from us. Here we thought we had 613 mitzvahs, and one of them is including Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. No, wait, it's not true, gentlemen. Mashiach Tzidkenu will come, and that mitzvah will fall off, so we have to look for another mitzvah. Okay, fine. But on the other hand, the Rambam says, yes, don't forget, but you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, what, as part of Kabbalah, and Kabbalah, so Mach HaShemayim, gentlemen, that's a mitzvah which is with us forever. Ever. That mitzvah is with us. Now, Mashiach Tzidkenu, Tchias HaMeisim, it's a mitzvah that remains with us forever. So Reb Chaim said, yes, it's true. This is a yisoid from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says it's true. But the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim has a twofold key. And Allah, but it has a twofold key. One key is to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, took us out from Mitzrayim, all the Tevis, the wonderful things that we became Klai Yisrael, we were Makabal the Tevis. This is the inyan of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we're mechuyev to remember it. And the Jews are mechuyev to remember it twice a day. But there is another event in this. There's another reason we're mentioning Zechiras. You know, we say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Otzeisicha Meretz Yisrael. So, you know, part of the Aseres Adibris, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Otzeisicha Meretz Yisrael. In other words, chutz from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, He created Am Yisrael, He created Klal Yisrael, we are His nation, we are His Avodim. So mentioning Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is part and parcel of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim. Just say halacha. So in Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have a twofold keel. We have a twofold mitzvah. We have a mitzvah just mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim and thanking the Ribbono Shel that He took us out of Mitzrayim, He gave us the mitzvah Sayyidekach, and we became His Am HaNivcher, His chosen people. That's one thing. And that mitzvah is only until Mashiach Tzidkenu. Afterwards, it's not included. But we have another mitzvah. And that mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim, in the pasuk Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hoceisi Eschem Yeretz Mitzrayim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem is Kabbalah's Malchus Shamayim. So Chazal understood, we say the same pasuk, look at the Gemara, so how do we know Malchus? On Rosh Hashanah, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Bachodesh Hashvi'i D'Chog also. Ani Hashem Elokeichem is a lashon from what is an expression of Kabbalah's Malchus Shamayim. So Chazal somehow were makabel that last parsha of Kriyat Shema, the fact that we're mentioning mitzvah tzitzis, which is a mitzvah maisis, a mitzvah to do, and also the fact we're ending that parsha with Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hoceisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, that parsha is part and parcel of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim, which is a mitzvah nitzchis, which is an eternal mitzvah. Now I'll tell you, anaf kemina halacha lemaisim. The Rambam mentions this part as part and parcel of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. You know, when you're learning Kriyat Shema, which we learn every morning and every evening, part of the Shachris, part of Marav, if you'll notice in the parsha of Kriyat Shema itself, it says b'shachbecha uvkumecha. You repeat it. First parsha, second parsha, in the morning, in the evening. This is the mitzvah Kriyat Shema, Chazal Darshan. What's called b'shachbecha, what's called getting up. When is this man of getting up? When is this man of going to sleep? When can we daven mar? From when can we daven shachris? And because of these limitations, the Gemara says that women are potter from Kriyat Shema. Chayv and tefillah, but they're potter from Kriyat Shema. Why is it mitzvah saseh shazman gromer? Finish, that's all. Amitzah says, my grandma, women are potter, b'shachbucha, k'mecha, b'chum. Okay, where does it mention b'shachbucha u'k'mecha in the last parsha of creation? It doesn't mention it all. The Rambam says all three parshas are minatur. And I'm mentioning it because according to the Rambam, one is not yetzah his yidei chiyuv unless he says all three parshas. Some people are rushing and hurrying and chulu, b'chulu, b'chulu. The halacha is, according to the Rambam, according to some Rishonim, it's only the first parsha. The other parshas are midrabbanim. But according to the Shita's Rambam, all three parshas are midrabbanim. So a person should be medaktik number one, to try to read, according to the Rambam, all three parashas in the Zman of Kriya Shema. If you notice here, you have different Zman in the Kriya Shema. You have the Zman of Mogen Avraham, you have the Zman of the Vilna Goyim. You have all different Zmanim of Kriya Shema. So if a person is medaklik on one Zman, he should see to it that he reads Kriya Shema completely within that time, within that framework. And women are potter because they are not mechuyev and mitzvah saseh, that one gentleman, shazman grom. Where do we find in the parsha, the last parsha of Kriya Shema, where do we find a chiyuv concerning what? B'shochov kamecha. It's not mentioned. According to the Shagasayeh, and according to the Vilna Gay, that mitzvah of Zechiras Yisias Mitzrayim is not limited to B'shochov kamecha. The mitzvah is day, night. According to the Chachomim, according to Blosser ben Azai, and according to Ben Zayma, that mitzvah is by day, and that mitzvah is by night. It doesn't say when you get up and when you go to sleep. And Afal Pikein, according to the Rambam, this parsha of Kriya Shema also has to be completed in this man of Kriya Shema. Interesting. What kind of halacha is it? The answer is very simple. We are dealing in a halacha, two faceted halacha, two different dinim. We are dealing with mitzvahs, zechiras, yitzias, mitzrayim, which is a machlekes, Rav Lozer ben Azayah, and the chachomim. If a Jew is mechoyev to mention yitzias, mitzrayim, yimos ha-mashiach, not yimos ha-mashiach, by day, by night, that is one mitzvah. And in that mitzvah, Chazal understood that mitzvah does not pertain to getting up in the morning and to going to sleep at night. It has nothing to do with those time limitations. It's dependent upon what, gentlemen? Day, night. According to Rosh Ben Azai, it's a mitzvah by day and by night. And according to the Chacham, it's only a mitzvah by day, not by night. But in that halacha, in that inyan of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, Chazal understood and were makabel, kinira, halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, that parsha of Vayemer, which contains Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Otzeisi Yetzias Mitzrayim, the lashon of Ani Hashem Elokeichem is part and parcel of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, so somehow the inyan of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is connected to Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. And being that we know that Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim of Kriya Shema is dependent upon Uveshachbecha Uvkumecha, when you get up and when you go to sleep, so this Parsha of Vayomer, somehow, because of that Inyan of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, is also connected. And being it's also connected, one has to say it in the proper time. The proper time means in the time of Kriya Shema. Nafkamina is partial. If one forgets, or if one is rushed for time, and he sees that time is running away with him, and he can't say the Parsha Vayomer, or he says Kriya Shema slowly, and he says it afterwards, okay, he said it afterwards. He's not Yetzir, the complete mitzvah of Kriya Shema. But he still is Yetzir, the Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim that he has all year round. So we have two separate dinim and two separate halachas over here, and it has great ramifications. And let me tell you another nafkamina. This is a tremendous nafkamina. The Mogen Avraham says halacha lemaisa, that if a person mentions Kriyas Yamsuf, tremendous neis, and if a person he's yaitze zechiras yitzias mitzrayim. Instead of saying the parsha of Vayomer, he mentions the inyan of he doesn't have a sitter, but he knows somehow as Yashir, and he mentions as Yashir, and he says that part, he doesn't have a sitter in front of him, the Kriya Shema, but he knows Kriya Shema, but he doesn't know the last parsha, for whatever, and he mentions Kriya Shema, so the Mokan Afon says, certainly, the Gemara says it doesn't have to be specifically this expression, it can be said, you can mention halacha, which is Nogeti Tzisim, so if that's true, then Kriya Yamsuf is also okay. Comes along the Rekiv Eger, and Rekiv Eger says, no, it's not so simple. And this is, I want you to tell you an interesting halacha over here. Rekiv Eger brings over here, Ubechidush of Rekiv Eger, Im Omar Shira Sayam Yotza. That's the Mogen Avraham says. Chosni, gentlemen, Chosni, my son-in-law, Hagoy, the Chassam Sefer, that was his Edom, Choshev Edom, that he wrote a tshuva. It says, Laman Tiskor Yoyim Tseischa, it says you should remember Tseischa Meretz Yisrael, and it doesn't mention below Kriyas Yamsuf, but it doesn't mention Kriyas Yamsuf. The Yizdaiti Emes Befiv, he says he found the Medrash says, Shana Rabbel Seinu, HaKeria Shema, somebody reads the Shema Tzorach Lahaskir Kriyas Yamsuf, Omakis Bacharis. Somebody reads the Shema, he also has to mention Kriyas Yamsuf, and Makis Bacharis, Be'emes V'yatsif. V'imlo Hizkir, Ein Machsim, if he forgot to mention it, Ein Machsim, he doesn't have to go back. V'imlo Hizkir, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Machzir Noso Shenema, Laman Tizkir, Siyom Tzeis Chomer, but if he forgot to say Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's not Yitzias. So Kivega says, it says Mefurish, that if a person forgot to mention Kriyas Yamsuf and Makis Bacharis, which we do mention in Emes V'yatsif, he's Yitzir. Lechatchil, he should, but he's Yitzir. But if a person forgot to say Yitzir Mitzrayim, he's talking not Yitzir, Shteta Mufurish, not like the Mogen Avraham. Okay, this is a Masa Matha. But let me tell you, and I think it's two separate halachas that we have to, what the Mogen Avraham is referring to, and what the Chassam Sefer brings, is two separate halachas. If we're looking at the aspect of what? Of Zechiras Yitzir Mitzrayim, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's very possibly true, the Mogen Avraham's HaChidosh, that Kriyas Yamsuf could also be included in that mitzvah. Kriyas Yamsuf is the culmination of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Certainly that's the culmination. Being that's the culmination, the halacha is, you're mechuyev to mention that as well. And we do mention it. Where? In Emes V'yatsif. But if we're talking about Kabbalah's O Malchus Shamayim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Otzicham Yeretz Mitzrayim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Amotzi. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Otzicham Yeretz Mitzrayim. Yosachem Leilokim. Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim through Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. That has to mention Dafki Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we're speaking about two different halachas. One was speaking about Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, mentioning Mitzrayim, and that's the mitzvah. That mitzvah mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim can include anything which pertains to Yitzias Mitzrayim as well. And we include Kriyas Yamsuf and Makis Bacharis, etc., etc. And that's mentioned in Emes V'yatsif. And we mention it also in the evening as well. But when it comes specifically of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim through Ani Hashem Elokeichem, then that's correct. It has to be mentioned Ani Hashem Elokeichem in that surah and that way it's said, and that's the chiyuv. But let me, before I leave, I just want to mention the Rashba over here, which is very, very pertinent, which also changes a little bit the complexion. You know, the Gemara asks, what is the Svora of Reb Lozer ben Azai and ben Zoma that they say that the mitzvah is only by day and by night, it's not Limos HaMashiach? And the Gemara gives a reason. The Gemara says over here, Yomim boy nu Hashem. We're waiting these days, gentlemen. These are the days we're waiting, anxiously waiting. We're not going to say Chai Hashem, which took us off from Eretz Yisrael. Kim Chai Hashem asher helo asher hevi ezera beis Yisrael me Eretz Sofonu mikvarotzes asher idachem shom omulo. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, we're not going to say, Chai Hashem who took us out of Mitzrayim, the Novi says. We're going to say, Chai Hashem which brought us back to Eretz Israel. That's what we're waiting for. So, the Gemara says over here, the Rabbon, what do the Rabbonin say? Amr lo lo sheteyoko Yitzias Mitzrayim. It doesn't mean Yitzias Mitzrayim will be forgotten. Elo sheteyshibu malchias ikir v'yitzias Mitzrayim tofu. The fact that we went out of all the other countries, and we're coming back to Eretz Yisrael, that also for sure has to be remembered. That will be the Iker, the Tufel will be Yitzis Mitzrayim. This was the Machlekes between Ben Zoma and the Chacham. You know, this was a problem. This little piece of Gemara was a major problem. Why was it a major problem? You know, the Christians always felt that, you know, the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, they admitted to that. Five books of Moses, they admitted, Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. And also they admitted to the fact of the Tayyat Mitzvahs. But when their, whatever fella came, a nice Yiddel came along, and he, and I won't call him nice Yiddel, that Yiddel came along, that Shagetz came along, and somehow the Torah advanced as kibiyochel. The mitzvahs will change. The mitzvahs will change. We know a mitzvah can't be changed. Mitzvah is for now. Mimos Hamashiach Losilah. We know a mitzvah can't be changed. But somehow they viewed it as that Yiddel, that Shegetz, Yiddel, Shegetz came along and somehow, because of his status, whatever status, we know what his status was, but because they thought what his status, he changed the mitzvahs. And they bring a raya from this Gemara. What are the rayas they bring? You see over here. It says that Yitzias Mitzrayim, according to Ben Zoma, and according to Blazim and Isaiah, great Tanoim, they themselves said that that mitzvah will become Bato, Lassalamo. Oh, wow. This is a strong argument. Here they're bringing a proof that, well, somehow we find a mitzvah that Yidden were Makayim thousands of years. So, okay, so here this Yidl Shegetz is coming along and he's putting himself in that place and he's also saying, okay, other mitzvahs are also Bato, or they received a new interpretation. It comes along, this question was asked to the great Rajman. Rajman the Chula addresses this question. He says, what do you mean? You think mitzvahs are betelus losalovo? It's not true. Mitzvahs are not betelus, and we know mitzvahs, some mitzvahs are. But that's given in the Torah. The induction of the Kohanim, building the Mishkan of the Torah gave limitations to those mitzvahs. The mitzvah, this mitzvah over here, he says you're making a mistake. What the Novi says, that Lo Yomaro, we're not going to mention anymore. He says, you know what? There's no specific inyan of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim per se. The mitzvah is that a Jew is obligated to praise the Ribbono Shel'Olam for the goodness that he did and the greatness of the Ribbono Shel'Olam. That's the mitzvah. The greatest way a person can praise the Ribbono Shel'Olam is by his miracles, by what we see. The greatest miracles that the Jewish people saw was Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Kriyas Yamsuf, etc., etc. Those were the greatest miracles. So the praise that we have to give to the Ribbono Shel'Olam has to include those miracles which were the greatest miracles which Klal Yisrael saw. But that's now. When Mashiach Tzidkenu will come, we'll see even greater miracles. We'll see the greater the Yad Hashem. So we'll be Mekayim the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim by mentioning the greater miracles. It's not that that mitzvah will become Bato Lassila. Well, that's not true. Mitzvahs never become Bato. But it's not the mentioning of Yetzias Mitzrayim per se. It's the inyan, it's the idea that a person has to give praise to the Ribbono Shel'Olam and be Meshabeach for his greatness and for his goodness to us. And that we saw specifically by Yetzias Mitzrayim. When greater miracles will occur to Klal Yisrael, more wonderful things to happen to us in Mizman Mashiach, this mitzvah then will take on a new facet and the mitzvah will be Niskayim Ayudevis. But that's only referring to the mitzvah of Zechir Sisitzvah. The mitzvah of Kabbalah Tzavach Shemam, that remains as part of Kriya Shema. Thank you, gentlemen. Yeah.